News.
Plenty of sunshine as high temperatures top 50 today, upper 20s tonight. We do top 40 with plenty of sun here tomorrow. Mellowing back into the 30s on Thursday and Friday with maybe some mixed precipitation by Saturday. We do warm back up just a bit once again by the weekend. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, powered by weatherology.com, I'm meteorologist Steve Woolenhouse. Right now, 32 degrees.
The State Bank in Axtell is synonymous with quality and integrity in the banking business. Financing for your home, for your farm, or your small business. Contact the loan officers if you need money. Or if you're putting money away for something special. Or just saving for a rainy day. Visit with the professionals at the State Bank of Axtell. They're federally insured. Member FDIC, the State Bank of Axtell.
Kansas, Mid-America Network News. A Missouri-based utility seeking to rescue its proposal to buy Kansas' largest electric company amid strong criticism that it could hurt consumers. The Kansas Corporation Commission opened hearings yesterday on Great Plains Energy's proposed $12.2 billion acquisition of Westar Energy. An attorney representing the firms told the state regulators that the deal would create nearly $2 billion in efficiencies over the next decade. The city of Lawrence says in a court filing that a female police officer told investigators another officer beat her, chained her inside a dog kennel, and choked her until she blacked out. The Lawrence Journal-World reports that the city released the information in responding this month to former officer William Burke's defamation lawsuit. Burke claimed consensual sex led to his February 2015 arrest. He's seeking over $500,000 in damages. Mid-America Network News.
The Winter Rethink Kitchen and Bath event is going on now at the Home Depot. And the Delta Porter Center Set Bath Faucet is on sale at a new, lower price, just $79. Its oil-rubbed bronze finish and curved spout bring a touch of old-world elegance without an extravagant price tag. The Delta Porter Faucet, now just $79, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, valid through March 9th.
Save on your next oil change when you purchase 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil and a MicroGuard filter for $23.99. Or for higher mileage vehicles, upgrade to Valvoline Max Life High Mileage and a MicroGuard filter for $24.99. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
A Wichita man has pleaded guilty to robbing a bank and to brandishing a firearm during a confrontation with a jewelry store owner. U.S. Attorney's Office says 25-year-old Terrence Thomas entered the plea yesterday. Prosecutors say Thomas admitted he had a knife when he approached the jewelry store owner and his wife as they arrived for work. Prosecutors say Thomas also robbed a Fidelity Bank branch a month earlier. Sentencing for Thomas set for the 19th of April. The University of Kansas' new sexual assault prevention office says nearly 15,000 people have undergone its training. The Lawrence Journal-World reports that the university is marking the one-year anniversary of its sexual assault prevention and education center. The center's director says students can now face a registration hold if they don't complete required sexual assault prevention training. The center has also held training events with fraternities, sororities, and athletic teams. Mid-America Network News.
Innovation. It doesn't always come easy, but it's always worth the struggle. We at Blue Valley Telecommunications understand how important innovation is to technology. As we look back on the past 60 years, we see how we've transformed telephone service through cables strung on fence posts to telephone, TV, and even high-speed internet over state-of-the-art fiber optic cables. As your technology provider, we're proud to have served you for the past 60 years and look forward to continuing to do that for years to come.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. I'm Rick Everett. A man charged with trying to hit a Nebraska state trooper has accepted a plea deal. The North Platte Telegraph reports 25-year-old Aaron Soups pleaded no contest yesterday in Lincoln County District Court to attempted assault on an officer with a motor vehicle and first offense driving under the influence. Soups was arrested on March 10th and accused of trying to ram his car into trooper J.J. Connolly, who had pulled over a vehicle on Interstate 80. The trooper was not hit in the incident. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts defending President Donald Trump's order to temporarily suspend immigration from 7 majority Muslim countries. Ricketts acknowledged that the decision was disruptive for travelers from those countries, but argued that it could help the United States avoid the problem of terrorists entering the country by claiming to be refugees. Mid-America Network News.
All right, welcome to F-Series Radio. Today we're talking about Ford F-Series being America's best-selling trucks for the 40th year in a row. Doris, you're on the air. Amazing, huh?
Oh, I think it's the pits.
What?
Those poor people who make all the other brands of trucks. Haven't they tried really, really hard to win every year for the last 40 years?
I guess.
But Ford keeps dashing their hopes year in, year out. It seems Ford keeps coming up with these amazing new innovations that make the Super Duty and the F-150 more popular than ever.
Real bummer for the competition.
Oh, those other engineers must be so discouraged.
I told myself I wouldn't cry.
Hey, I have an idea. Why don't we give all those other truck makers participation trophies? After decades of having their dreams crushed, it's the least we can do.
You're a very compassionate woman, Doris.
Thanks. I'll hang up now.
This is F-Series Radio, home of America's best-selling trucks for 40 straight years.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Negotiations regarding Marshall County purchase of the Frankfort Nutrition Site building appear stalled, with county commissioners meeting Monday considering the option of continuing a lease arrangement with Frankfort Community Care Home, which owns the building, instead. Frankfort Mayor John Horrigan was present and inquired what was holding up progress, urging continuance of the program, citing the excellent location at the present site. The county is committed to funding kitchen improvements to meet state standards. Recent concerns over a sewer line easement is among multiple issues that have held up efforts to reach a final contract. A retirement reception is planned for Judy Ballman, Deputy Marshall County Clerk, who is retiring February 1st, having worked in the office since 1991. The reception is planned February 4th to until 4 p.m. at Blue Valley Telecommunications Community Room in Home City. Washington County Commissioners meeting Monday heard from the county attorney, who is still reviewing the hangar lease arrangement. If approved, the airport board will be in charge of approving hangar lease arrangements for individuals. Commissioners received phone calls from Richard Bitts and Dennis Portnier, who said they would be willing to serve on the airport board. Commissioners approved their appointment. The emergency management coordinator, Randy Hubbard, reported there was about $18,000 in damage around Washington County from a recent ice storm. The board signed a resolution, a proclamation for a state of local disaster emergency. Justin Novak and Gary Ouellette drove to the Hattamahaska Road on Thursday and surveyed damage. Nemahal County Commissioners, at a recent meeting, held a public hearing regarding the CanStep grant for a new building for Burn Fire District Number 4. Discussion was held concerning why the application was denied in 2016 and what needs to be done differently this time. No comments were heard from the public at the meeting. Charissa L. Johnson Reynolds, age 62, of Oquito, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Vermilion Methodist Church. Burial in the Vermilion Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Charissa Johnson Reynolds. Lucille E. Prawley, age 86, of Diller, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Trinity Lutheran Church, rural Hanover. Visitation Friday, 1 until 6:30 at the Vance Gerdes Funeral Home in Odell, in charge of arrangements for Lucille Prawley. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, chicken fried steak, mashed potato, wheat bread, tomato and zucchini, and peach crisp. Tomorrow, turkey tetrazzini, garlic bread, carrots, and fruited jello. Check of a school and community calendar. Marysville High basketball teams at Riley County this evening. KNDY News Time is 7:14.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a tablet banking app. Simply search UBT Tablet in the App Store and download. Enjoy banking on your tablet from anywhere. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Widespread snow showers continue drifting east across the northwestern United States. Rain, of course, from Seattle south toward Portland. Snow, higher terrain inland through Idaho, Montana, even north and south Dakota. Some lake effect snow east across the Great Lakes toward parts of New England, just outside New York and Washington, D.C. here today. There will be some heavier snow. Southern Michigan, upstate New York, that winter storm out west, prompting winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories across the higher terrain of Washington State, Oregon, as well as Idaho and parts of Montana, Wyoming. Some rain inland and some fog, which is quite heavy across the western United States from the west. Plenty of sunshine as high temperatures top 50 today, upper 20s tonight. We do top 40 with plenty of sun here tomorrow. Mellowing back into the 30s on Thursday and Friday with maybe some mixed precipitation by Saturday. We do warm back up just a bit once again by the weekend. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, powered by weatherology.com, I'm meteorologist Steve Wollenhaus. Right now, 32 degrees.
Average high temperature late January, 41, the average low, 20. Sunset this evening at 5:43, sunrise in the morning at 7:29. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 31st of January. KNDY News Time is 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Are the defending champs in trouble? Hi, everyone. I'm Dave Packer, reporting on sports. After two straight wins, the defending champion Cleveland Cavaliers struggled on the road.
Barnes looks out of the screen. Matthews off the bounce, back out to Harris on the drive. Hook it left to Dirk. Plenty of time to tee off the three and knock it down.
On ESPN Dallas 103.3, the Mavs top the Cavs 104-97. In Miami, two teams are going in very different directions.
Rogic in the backcourt with him. Waiters going to attack inside. Waiters, reverse layup, got it up and in with the right hand off the window.
On WAXY, the Heat defeat the Nets 104-96. Miami's won eight straight, while Brooklyn has lost six in a row. In Boston, another big night for Isaiah Thomas.
An 18-point fourth quarter for Isaiah Thomas. Left-hand dribble for him. Underneath the shoulder, Drummond pulls up at 14 feet, right down the middle.
On WBZ, Thomas finished with 41 points in the Celtics' 113-104 victory over the Pistons. Staying on the court, an OT winner for Minnesota.
But Wiggins beats him off the dribble to the bucket, lay-in, got it! The Magic have been helpless against Andrew Wiggins down the stretch.
On WCCO, Timberwolves 111, Orlando 105. The 76ers and Kings were finally able to make up that game on November 30th that was postponed due to the floor at the Wells Fargo Center being too wet. Both teams were hot offensively, but the home team prevailed.
Down low to Dario. Dario with a layup. He got it. He got inside position on Barnes. McConnell with a feed. And Dario Saric scores it.
On WPEN, the Sixers defeat the Kings 122-119. College hoops, after falling in the top 25 rankings, Duke picked up a much-needed win.
As Grayson Allen sets up the half court, moves it toward the left, gets it out, now flips it right back, shot fake into the top of the circle, jumper up, good, Grayson Allen.
On the Blue Devil IMG Sports Network, 21st-ranked Duke bests 20th-ranked Notre Dame, 84-74. Dave Packer, ABC Sports.
Tuesday night tip-offs, Marysville at Riley County. Our broadcast feature live on KNDY AM 1570 FM 94.1 and streaming on our website, KNDYRadio.com. Hanover travels to Washington County, Valley Heights at Donovan West. Frankfort tips off at Troy, Lynn entertains Wetmore, and Centralia's at Rock Creek. Again, high school basketball Tuesday, Marysville at Riley County, live on AM 1570 FM 94.1.
Come listen to the beautiful music of Acoustic Idol on Saturday, February 4th, playing at 7:30 at the Memorial Presbyterian Church in Marysville. Joe and Hannah have a new acoustic sound all their own, blending Celtic, Americana, world, and flamenco musical styles. The show is sponsored by Marshall County Arts Cooperative and Landmark Enterprises and is free to the public.
There are lots of different vehicles out there, and they all need to be properly maintained. Save on filters during the spring filter sale at Enan's Automotive in Marysville. Save up to half off all Napa Gold filters, oil, hair, cabin air, and fuel. Stock up on filters during the sale through February 18th at your Napa Parts store, Enan's Automotive in Marysville.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. A bill introduced earlier this month into the House of Representatives, H.R. 281, titled the Family Farm Relief Act, dealing specifically with immigration. Politico's Morning Ag Report saying the legislation, sponsored by New York Republicans Elise Stefanik and Chris Collins, it would move the H-2A immigration program from the Department of Labor to USDA. Stefanik said the program would be in the hands of those who best understand the specific needs of farms. The bill would also let applicants fill an application online or a paper application. It would require a more user-friendly online system. The bill would bring an end to the burdensome requirements on advertising and prevailing practices surveys. The legislation would let farm cooperatives and other agricultural groups apply for workers for their members. The dairy and livestock industries have struggled with the H-2A program, and the legislation aims to make the system more workable for both groups. Stefanik represents a rural district in New York State that has a large number of dairy farms. Collin, one of the closest allies on Capitol Hill of President Trump. Well, the president has put a 60-day review opportunity in place for his appointees, and that will delay any pending regulation that were to put into place by the Obama administration. One article says the review period includes new regulations put in place by USDA's Grain Inspection Packers and Stockyards Administration called the Farmer Fair Practice Rules. The rule falls under the umbrella of the Packers and Stockyards Act, with the idea behind the rules to level the playing field for farmers who have been retaliated against by meat packers, especially contract poultry growers. Several major ag groups against the new rules include the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, National Pork Producers, and North American Meat Institute. Groups in favor include the U.S. Cattle Association, National Farmers Union, and RCAF. With this Ag Business Update, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning. Well, President Trump's latest executive order fulfills another campaign promise to slash federal regulations. The president's order would eliminate two regulations for every new one implemented and goes even further, setting a budget of $0 for new rules for the coming year. Trump says his order will implement the, quote, largest ever cut by far in terms of regulation. Agencies will decide which rules they want to roll back with the White House guidance. The president ordered a 60-day rules freeze last week. National Pork Producers Council spokesperson Dave Warner says,
you know, part of the problem in this town is that they put regulations on businesses and farmers, and they never take anything away. It just keeps piling on.
Warner says rules no longer needed or that have been superseded by new rules could be ditched. Pork producers and other livestock groups, meantime, are trying to kill the rules ordered by the previous administration, including the controversial GIPSA meat marketing reforms and an organic livestock rule. Warner says last week's separate executive orders freezes both for 60 days past their effective dates.
The GIPSA rule was supposed to take effect February 21. The organic livestock and poultry rule, that was been put on hold till sometime in late March, I think.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
Shield Agriculture Equipment has been designing, manufacturing, and distributing innovative agriculture products for more than 50 years in Hutchinson, Kansas. Our complete product line is available throughout the Midwest and worldwide at over 2,000 distributor and dealer locations. From bag to bin, Shield Ag has a full line of high-capacity, low-damage seed and grain handling equipment. Shield Agriculture Equipment, straight from the heartland. Visit us at shieldag.com.
Winter is a tough time for cattle, so it's imperative to feed them the best feed you can buy. That's why you need to check out the benefits of cubes, pellets, and tubs made at the Kansas Ethanol Plant in Lyons, Kansas. 100% DDGS, no fillers, no binders, just high fat, high protein, and high phosphorus. Perfect to keep cattle in good shape, even in the roughest winter. So check your local Nutrina dealer. Ask them for Nutra beef cattle nuggets, cubes, or tubs. It's a great insurance program for your winter cattle operation.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry, which is, as we all know, agriculture. Well, the world is important to Farming America as well. Without those foreign markets, what happens to the American farmer? In the wake of the president's announcement that he's pulling out of the TPP, we'll get some thoughts on how it might play out after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.
The president's announcement that he's pulling out of the 12-nation TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, should have come as no surprise. He campaigned on that, after all. But the question across Farming America is, how is he going to replace the estimated $4.4 billion in expected benefits to American farmers? Greg Groh is a broker with Archer Financial Services in Chicago. And before we get to the nuts and bolts of the TPP and what comes next, what is Archer Financial Services?
Well, we're a guaranteed IB of ADM Investor Services here in Chicago.
Yeah, IB being?
Introducing broker.
Okay.
Handling brokerage and trading for agriculture here in the United States and around the world.
He said that he will negotiate with countries individually rather than as a group, as part of a partnership. How do you see that playing out?
Well, I can see that that's going to be the focus. The administration has put forth that type of thought in regarding these trade issues, and certainly some successes could be had in that regard on a bilateral basis. But it'll take some time to watch and see how it develops. Some of the pronouncements so far have been a little bit unsettling to the market. An example, Mexico is probably one of our largest buyers of corn right now. So, situations that can disrupt trade across the borders and across the NAFTA markets could be unsettling. And again, it's uncertainty that creates a little bit of the unease.
Mm-hmm. Well, you mentioned NAFTA, and he said he wants to undo that or overhaul that or in some way change it. Which would impact, as you said, Mexico. Have you heard any particulars about NAFTA?
Not really. Not more than what I read and see. It's just the aspect of all this being renegotiated. And I think that's really the core of some of the concern this week is what does that really mean? And really, no one has the answer.
NAFTA is how many years old? 20 years old or more?
It goes back into the mid-1990s. I'd say about 20 years old, yes.
Yeah. Has it been successful?
Well, I believe it has been for agriculture. I'm certain that others in manufacturing and other business areas may not feel that way, but I think agriculture has been a direct beneficiary of the NAFTA trade agreement over the last 20 years.
Greg Groh of Archer Financial Services talks about increasing competition for American farm products tomorrow. Back after this.
There will be a land auction, 145 acres, more or less, cropland, located 2 miles south of Vermilion, selling for the Johnny C. Bramhall Estate. At auction Friday, February 3rd, beginning at 10:30 at the American Legion Cabin in Frankfort. 145 acres includes 128 acres crop, 17 acres enrolled in CRP. Tile outlet terraces, PVC pipe redone a couple of years ago. This is high-percentage cropland located on a good county road, 2 miles south of Vermilion on 29th Terrace on the west side. Sale again 10:30 Friday at the American Legion Cabin in Frankfort. For information, contact Joe Horrigan, Realty and Auction, 785-250-5148.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
729 from KNDY. A bit cooler today, 10 degrees cooler perhaps. We were well into the 60s yesterday, unusually mild by late January standards.
This is the time of year to reflect on last year's crop cycle and make plans for next year. There are many decisions to be made and many options available. We'd like to help make the financial side of your planning a little easier. Our ag lenders know agriculture and they're local. Stop by and see us. Let's talk about next year. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a like-new 2014 Chevy Captiva in on trade. A 2014 Ford F-150 XLT extended cab four-wheel drive pickup. Plus a Buick Encore and Cadillac DeVille. A 2007 GMC Yukon Denali. And a 2004 Hold Silhouette. See these at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, good Tuesday. I'm Rick Everett. For the fifth time, Kansas freshman guard Josh Jackson has been named the Big 12 Newcomer of the Week in a vote by a media panel which covers the league, the conference making that announcement yesterday. It's the fifth time this season Jackson has earned the honor, which is a Kansas record for newcomers. Jackson averaged 21.0 points and 7.0 rebounds for the Jayhawks during two road games against top 20 teams. The Detroit native connected on 6 of 9 three-pointers in two contests. Jackson's five times being named Big 12 Newcomer of the Week surpasses former KU guard Tyshawn Taylor's four times during the 2010-2011 season. Baylor has now jumped KU in the new top 25 AP poll, so your top five look like this: Gonzaga, Baylor, Kansas, Nova, and Arizona. Mid-America Network Sports.
Did you know that CropQuest is an employee-owned company? When you hire a CropQuest agronomist, you're not just hiring a crop scout. You're hiring a company owner, someone who understands why your bottom dollar affects your bottom dollar. Because our mission is to help you be profitable. Without our customers, we would not exist. If you want to work with the owner, call CropQuest at 620-225-2233, and we'll connect you with a local employee owner. 620-225-2233, or find us online at CropQuest.com.
Kansas Corn invites you to join us February 8th in Manhattan for the Kansas Commodity Classic.